It is 11:20 on March 14th. And for the record, Senator Pierce, Lehman, Kelly, and Ellis are present. And we have today a public hearing on committee substitute for House Bill Number 340, Community and Regional Affairs, an act related to designating the Ketchikan Indian Corporation as a regional housing authority and providing for an effective date. Is there anybody that wanted to testify on this bill today?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I had a question as to why it's the Ketchikan Indian Corporation excluding Saxman. Is that because Saxman has its own designation, and or is there another reason why the sponsor would exclude Saxman?
For the record, my name is Peter Eklund, staff to Representative Williams. Senator Ellis, the answer is Saxman is its own IRA council, and so they have their own programs, and they don't want to be included. They don't want to be in the KIC program, and they're their own separate entity.
That's what I suspected.
Any further questions? Is there a motion?
Move to report CS for House Bill 340 from Rules Committee for calendar and Chairman's discretion.
Is there objection? Objection. CS for House Bill Number 340, Community Regional Affairs, will be calendared. That brings us to committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 163, Rules, an act relating to trust to a trustee's duty to notify and inform beneficiaries, etc. We have been requested by the Judiciary Committee to develop a Rules Committee substitute, and we will shortly be told why.
For the record, Mr. Chairman, my name is Sue Mosgrove, staff to Senator Taylor. We asked you to look at this Rules CS because the committee, whenever we passed SB 163 out of committee, we amended it, changing language from in accordance with to subject to, and that may have changed the language in there. We wanted to make sure it stayed within the intent of what the committee was, and so we asked legal to take a look at this and make sure that the language was what we had intended. They decided and agreed with us that after reviewing it, that the goal of the provision and the proposed changes, it appeared that both the current language and the proposed changes did not clearly achieve the goal, and therefore she drafted this language, which is in the CS before you, and it's regarding notification of the beneficiaries and the relief of a beneficiary. It is on page 2 in section 2, I believe. My new section.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question. Sue, are some of the provisions in this CS or in the legislation in the CS directed toward fixing some of the issues that were created or came up from previous legislation, Representative Ryan's work on trusts in the state of Alaska, or are these issues that came up separate from those?
You know,
concerns?
I don't, through the chair, Senator Ellis, I'm uncertain what that previous trust language was as it relates to this, so I don't really know to be able to answer that for you, how it relates to that.
I can try and figure out some. Yeah. It just seems like he had several pieces of trust legislation that I think it'd be fair to say that a number of folks in the legislature sort of took on faith from him and some of his so-called experts, and then we come back and have a bunch more trust legislation that we should probably thank Senator Taylor for trying to clean up some of the mess. I don't know how fair a characterization that is, but I suspect some of it's on the mark.
Yeah, through the chair, Senator Ellis, you're absolutely right. As you know, we've passed four pieces of legislation out of the Judiciary Committee, and exactly for that reason is to clarify some of the previous language. You're absolutely right.
Does the committee substitute still allow, I had a little concern in the Judiciary Committee after the meeting adjourned, I thought about it more. The folks that are pushing the bill have put in a provision, as I understand it, is it still here in the unaffected by the committee substitute that would allow someone to inform, say, their 16-year-old daughter that she gets $1 million at the age of 21, if that's the amount of the trust benefit, and keep the 16-year-old son in the dark about that? That
I believe that what the intent is to limit the notification so that people will go on and live a productive life and don't say, well, I don't have to go to college because there's a trust sitting out there for me.
So you can tell one of your kids, but not the other kid.
If I could have the privilege here to read from the explanation of the changes, that it allows, let's see, it allows the settler the flexibility and privacy of not being required to inform their young children that they are a beneficiary of a trust. Many settlers have expressed concern that they may not want the beneficiary to know that they have future interest in a trust. For example, a settler is afraid that the knowledge of the trust of the beneficiary might prevent them from conducting a productive lifestyle. In addition, this allows Alaska to provide the same flexibility as other states that are competing with Alaska for trust businesses. And again, it should be noted that this restriction only applies to the beneficiaries that are not entitled to the mandatory distribution and can only last for the settler's lifetime or when the settlers become judicially incompetent.
So under this language, you can pick and choose between your kids and trace the knowledge you provide about their benefit. It's not you tell all the kids or none of the kids. You can pick and choose which children are told of of the benefit at their age of majority.
I believe that you probably would have the discretion to notify, but you're not required to. The only thing that this CS does is relieve the trustee from the duty to provide notification in accordance with the other statute for the relief of a certain trustee in trust notification.
We're going to need a little clearer explanation when we take this Rule 37 to the floor. So could you provide Father Tom with that? So.
Certainly, certainly. And Senator Taylor will be here to be able to present this on the floor. And he has a much clearer understanding of trust issues than I do.
Not much, actually. We've heard him on the floor this year. He had more than me, but I'm not sure as much as you. Is there a motion on the Rules Committee substitute?
Chairman, I move to adopt the Rules Committee substitute as our
is there objection?
Document.
Without objection, so adopted. Is there a motion?
Move to report the Senate Bill 163 rules from Committee for Calendaring and Chairman's discretion.
Is there objection? Without objection, we will calendar Senate Bill 163 rules when Senator is back in town. Any further business? Rules Committee adjourned.